This is an AeroNews Touch and Go for March 5th, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. The Experimental Aircraft Association has just announced the appointment of Tom Poberesny as chairman of the board. 87-year-old EAA founder Paul Poberesny officially stepped down as chairman earlier this month. Tom will continue his current duties as president while also launching a leadership succession initiative to search for a new president. The new EAA president's job description will include overseeing day-to-day operations, freeing the chairman to provide ongoing counsel, but focus specifically on building EAA's endowment fund to sustain future growth. Tom Poberesny commented, quote, "I'm very proud of EAA's accomplishments over the past half century. I look forward to dedicating my experience and energies toward ensuring EAA's ongoing success," unquote. Dutch investigators now say they believe an erroneous altimeter played a role in last week's crash of a Turkish Airlines 737 approaching Amsterdam's Schiphol Airport. BBC cites Dutch Safety Board Chairman Peter van Vollenhoven in reporting the aircraft's autopilot was flying the approach. He says the plane's altimeter showed the aircraft at ground level when it actually was at about 1,950 feet AGL. The autopilot, responding to the altimeter, throttled back the plane's engines. He adds the crew did not react in time. The Associated Press adds investigators also found the flight crew had noticed an error with the altimeter but did not consider it a problem. FAA Acting Administrator Lynn Osmus has announced several key personnel changes in the agency's Aviation Safety Organization. Peggy Gilligan has been named the new Associate Administrator for Aviation Safety. She's been Deputy Assistant Administrator for Aviation Safety since July of 1995 and earlier served as Chief of Staff for four FAA administrators. John Hickey, Director of FAA's Aircraft Certification Service since 2000, will replace Gilligan as Deputy Assistant Administrator for Aviation Safety. There were also several other changes. You can find the complete list at aero-news.net. The AOPA Air Safety Foundation Tuesday honored six air traffic controllers for their roles in helping general aviation pilots in trouble land safely. The commendations were presented during the Archie League Awards banquet at the National Air Traffic Controllers Association's Communicating for Safety Conference. Foundation President Bruce Landsberg commented, quote, "Pilots and controllers' common goal is the safe conclusion of every flight. And when a pilot needs assistance, especially if he or she is the only person on board, the controller's calm voice at the other end of the radio can be exactly what's needed to get safely down to the ground," unquote. For the Eastern region, Mark Duncan was honored for helping the non-instrument rated pilot of a Cessna 150 who found himself above the clouds, low on fuel, and having radio problems. Great Lakes region controller Dean Passato was honored for providing outstanding assistance to a Columbia 400 pilot who suffered an engine failure over mountainous terrain at night. There were similar stories involved in the four other regions. You can find their stories at aero-news.net. Landsberg has advice for all of us. Quote, "Pilots should never be concerned about asking for a controller assist. The controllers are there to help, and oftentimes their help is the difference between a safe landing and an accident," unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. A judge delays an airline's name change. Delta appears ready to cancel a Dreamliner order. And the U.S. is being cagey about missile defense in Europe. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, in part three of his conversation with ANN's Jim Campbell, Eclipse Aviation founder and former CEO Vern Rayburn describes what he calls the extortion of $8 million from Eclipse by a vendor. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.